Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
He charged me with resisting arrest.
Get that confidence in jail.
I object.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Allegedly Bravo. Today, I'm going to be watching the Brian Koberger arraignment. And we're just going to have a cute little discussion about it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and push play. Oh, by the way, because people don't always know what an arraignment is. That's where the court reads you your charges and they're like, oh, we think you did X, Y, and Z. What do you have to say for yourself, sir? And they can either say, or ma'am, or whatever. And the person can say, I plead guilty or not guilty. Or, as you'll see in the case of Brian Koberger, they might just plead, that's right, fucking silence. So for those of you who maybe don't know anything about Brian Koberger, there is a huge case coming out of Idaho where 4 students were brutally murdered in their own home. And then they didn't know who did it for a really long time. It was like a wild manhunt for whoever did it. They finally accused Brian Koberger of doing it. They arrested him. They charged him. Obviously, at this point in time, we don't fucking know who did it. They think this guy did it, but we don't know. That's the whole point of a trial, right? So whenever you're arrested or whatever, you have the right to remain silent and you have the presumption of innocence because you're always innocent until proven guilty. And that's really important. And that's important for any charge that you have, anything. Like, you must know you're innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. So whenever you're a juror or whenever you're watching trials like this, like, watch it with the mindset that you're seeing an innocent person sitting there and the state has to show you beyond a reasonable doubt. They have to prove to you beyond a reasonable doubt that that's the guy who did it based on only evidence, like real evidence. So, you know, maybe he did it. Maybe he didn't do it. We have no idea. So I'm going to be referring to him as though he's innocent because he is innocent until he's proven guilty. And that's just the defense lawyer in me and whatnot. Okay, let's get going.
Good morning, everybody.
Court is always filled with so much dead air and, like, I mean, not the word to use in such a circumstance, but it's always filled with, like, nothing going on, you know? It's really awkward. This is a popular case, so you can probably hear scuffling and here and there. But sometimes when, like, no one's in the audience and no one gives a fuck and it's just, like, the parties, it's so quiet and so awkward. Like, you can cut the tension.
We have some people on Zoom here, too, so.
Okay, it looks like they're having Zoom issues.
Let's get on the record, please.
They're going on the record. Here we go.
Thank you. Okay, we are now on the record in State of Idaho versus Brian C. Koberger. CR 29222803.
That's the
Mr.
case
Koberger
number.
Is in the courtroom along with his attorney, Ms. Taylor. I believe also part of the team is Jay Robston and Elisa Massa, who is participating by Zoom, I believe. The state is represented by Mr. Thompson, Waycock County Prosecutor's Office. Or prosecuting attorney. Ms. Jennings is of that office too, Waycock County Prosecutor's Office. Also part of that team is
Ingrid. So they're just making the appearances right now, which means they're introducing everybody. When they say we're on the record, that means that the person is typing everything down. If they're off the record, there's no typing.
So, Mr. Koberger, you've already heard a lot of what I'm going to tell you at your initial appearance, but I'll repeat it to you because it's important, and I want to remind you of these issues. So I'll briefly cover your rights, the charges against you.
This is important because these rights also apply to you and to me. Let's remember what the judge is saying here. Ready? Here we go.
You have a constitutional right to have an attorney represent you throughout these proceedings. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, then one is appointed at public expense. Ms. Taylor and her team have already been appointed, so that's taken care of. You have a right to a speedy jury trial where the state would be required to prove every element of each charge against you beyond a reasonable doubt. At that trial, you would have the right to cross-examine the witnesses called against you. That means to see, hear, and question them, to call witnesses to testify for you, and if you choose to testify in your own defense. But you're not required to testify because
would you testify in your own defense?
That right is protected.
I would stay silent,
under
honestly.
Federal constitutions, so you can remain silent throughout these court proceedings in that case.
They're the ones who have to prove it.
What you do need to remember, though, is that anything you do say, other than to your lawyers, could be used against you in a later court proceeding. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I do.
You also have a right to appeal any final decision of the court. In order to exercise that right, you need to file a notice of appeal within 42 days of that final decision, or that right is waived. Also, if you are not a United States citizen, any finding of guilt in this state could have adverse consequences to your legal status.
Yeah, like they'll deport you.
Rights?
Yes.
Any questions about the rights?
No.
All right.
He was read his rights. He understands.
The indictment.
Okay, so this is what the grand jury indicted him for.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you see in the hit heading your name there. Is that your correctly spelled complete name?
Yes, it is.
Is that the correct birth date underneath your name?
Yes.
Are those the correct last four digits of your Social Security number?
Yes.
Thank you.
So he's like, it's me, brother.
All right, I'm going to read you the charges on the indictment. Starting with count one, burglary. That is a felony under Idaho Code section 18-1401 and 1403. This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Waycock County, State of Idaho, did unlawfully enter a residence located at 1122 King Road, Moscow, with the intent to commit the felony crime of murder. Count two, murder in the first degree. That is a felony under Idaho Code section 18-4001. 4002, 4003, and 4004.
Charges are what the trial will
be
about.
This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill,
malice aforethought is like
a human being.
It's such a funny word, isn't it? Malice aforethought. But it's just like a mental state.
Count three.
It can mean a lot of things.
Murder in the first degree. A felony under Idaho Code Section 18-4001, 4002, 4003, and 4004. This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Kayla Gonsalves, a human being by stabbing Kayla Gonsalves, from which she died.
It's Kayla.
Count four. Murder in the first degree.
Not Kayla. Embarrassing for the judge, but hi, you know he's not watching the fucking media, huh?
4002, 4003, and 4004. Alleging that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Zaina Kernodal.
Jesus Christ, dude. Practice.
This is hard. I'm sorry. Zaina Kernodal.
Oh, Jesus.
A
oh,
human
my God.
Being by stabbing
this
Zaina Kernodal, from which she died.
I mean, there's an accident, now, so he's probably like, ugh.
Murder in the first degree.
Poor guy. So,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Felony under Idaho Code Section 18-4001,
Kayla
4002,
let's see what he calls this one.
This alleges that you, on or about November 13, 2022, in Latah County, State of Idaho, did willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice aforethought, kill and murder Ethan Chapin, a human being, by stabbing Ethan Chapin, from which he died. Is signed on May 16, 2023 by the presiding grand jury.
At least you got Ethan right. I don't know if I said that
so
in my head
I'm
or out loud.
I'm going to go to the maximum penalties.
But that's how I feel.
Charge, starting with count one, burglary, minimum of 1 year, up to 10 years in imprisonment, fine of up to $50,000 for both fine and imprisonment, restitution for the victim's economic losses resulting from the crime. For counts 2, 3, 4, and 5, murder in the first degree, maximum penalties, life in prison, or the death penalty.
Or the death
penalty. Fine of up to $50,000 for both fine and life in prison or the death penalty. Restitution for the victim's economic losses resulting from the crime. Also, additional fine of up to $5,000 to be paid directly to the victim's families. If you are found guilty or plead guilty on each charge, and the maximum sentences are imposed consecutively, that means one right after the other, you could be facing 10 years in prison, followed by 4 consecutive life sentences or death penalties, fines of up to $200,000 and $20,000 to be paid directly to the families with any
restitution. I mean, does he have any money?
Resulting from the crimes.
See the awkward silence? You sit in that, sir.
Okay.
All right. That's what you did. That's what you might be doing later.
Do you understand the charge in count one, burglary?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count two, murder in the first degree?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count three, murder in the first degree?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count four, murder in the first degree?
Yes.
Do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Do you understand the charge in count five, murder in the first degree?
Well,
do you understand the maximum penalty?
Yes.
Room here,
Ms.
sir.
Taylor,
hold
Mr.
on.
Is Mr. Koberger prepared to plead to these charges?
Your Honor, we will be standing silent.
Okay, because Mr. Koberger is standing silent, I'm going to enter not guilty pleas on each charge.
You have the right to remain silent. Remember,
three,
they said
three,
that right at the beginning, and he's invoking that right, and that's
fine.
You're allowed to invoke that right, too, if you're ever
penalty.
In this situation. Or any court situation.
Mr. Koberger has a constitutional and statutory right to a speedy trial. So let's start with you, Ms. Taylor, and then Mr. Thompson to discuss.
I thought you waived a speedy
trial. Schedule.
Your Honor, we'd ask the court to set this trial at the very outside of the speedy trial, right? We're not prepared to do anything but ask the court to do that today.
Okay.
God, this lady must have the composure of, like, what is going on internally for her?
I have not counted it out, Your Honor, but I believe that we'll be out November 22nd. And so
that's maybe over a year after the murders.
Yeah. So I'd ask the court to set it for an October trial date.
October trial date is what she said.
How long do you think it'll take to try the case?
My best guess is it would take at least 4 weeks, maybe six.
Well, I don't know why she would know that. Wouldn't the prosecutor know how long that they have to put on their case? That makes me mad that he's asking her that. It makes me mad that I'm going to pause it because it frustrates me that the judge asked the defense attorney how long this trial would last because it's not her trial to put on. It's the prosecutor's trial to put on. So she really doesn't, not only does she not really know, and she's kind of guessing, it's really not up to her. It's up to the prosecutor. The judge, in my opinion, would have gotten a better answer. Not that anything was terribly wrong, but I think would have gotten a better answer as to a timeline if he would have asked the prosecutor. Because I just don't know how the defense attorney would know. She could guess. So he's rescheduling some other jury trials because he said the judge said this one's more important.
So, Mr. Thompson, what's your question?
Those
the guy for the state looks like Colonel Sanders. His beard is huge. Like, huge bearded Colonel Sanders. And then the defense attorney looks like Jeff Lewis's lady. I always want to call her Heather. I cannot remember her name. But that blonde lady who always is there. See, more dead air. It's like, okay, let's wait for 100 minutes while we figure out how a calendar works. And, like, that's just me talking shit because it must be hard to, settle down on a date that'll last for 6 weeks for four other people's schedule. I mean, Brian will be free.
about October 2nd, starting.
I wish she was louder. It sounds like October 2nd, 2023, a 6-week trial will begin.
Not with regard to the trial setting, no.
Anything else?
No.
So the judge said, do you have anything else? The defense attorney said no. Oh, her name's Megan. But that's not this defense attorney's name, but that's who she looks like.
All right. So with that, by the way, I do want to let everybody know, if they don't already know this, that once the grand jury issued the indictment, the preliminary hearing scheduled to start on June 26th was
because he was indicted.
He was vacated. So some people are confused about that. So I thank counsel.
Basically, the prosecutors have 60 days from yesterday to let everyone know whether they will seek the death penalty for Brian Koberger or not. Talk about a controversial choice that these prosecutors need to make, because not only is the death penalty controversial, this case is so high profile. I mean, this is like an incredibly huge murder case, quadruple homicide in a college town in a small area. Personally, I don't think the death penalty should exist. That's my opinion. Do I have a button that says that? That's how I feel. Okay. But other people feel other ways, and maybe this prosecutor feels a different way, and then we'll find out if they will seek the death penalty. So we won't know anything until later on, and for sure we won't have any trials until October 2nd. So set your calendars. We will be watching like a hawk. Watching like a hawk. Okay? All right. Well, that was the Brian Koberger arraignment, and thanks for listening to Allegedly Bravo. Allegedly Bravo podcast is hosted, produced, and researched by Lauren Peavyhouse. Allegedly Bravo is available anywhere you listen to podcasts and cannot be copied or rebroadcast without consent. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps me out. This podcast is made available by the lawyer or legal expert for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there's no attorney-client relationship between you and the podcast publisher. Allegedly Bravo podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Got it?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.